Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. 7931, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, boo, what's going on? Talk to me.
Nothing much. I'm just chilling. So I just wanted to say a few things. So the first thing I wanted to say is that calling a fat person fat is not fat phobic. I don't understand why people say that. If a person is actually fat and you call them fat, that's not fat phobic. It's the truth. They're fat. So moving on from that, I feel like if Nicki Minaj really wanted their girl to, like, well, not that girl, she's a woman, but you know what I mean. If she really wanted her to recant the statement, I'm like, girl, you're a millionaire. If you really wanted her to recant that, you didn't really want her to recant the statement in my eyes, because I'm like, if you really did, you would have offered her $1 million or some type of revolving payment that would never stop, or, you know, something, like, I don't know. But just, so in my eyes, you didn't really want to do it, because let's think about it. Most jails, most county jails do, like, 2-for-1 or 3-for-1, which is one day counts for 3 days or 2 days or whatever. So she probably wouldn't have actually even done 90 days. So a few days in jail plus $1 million, like, okay, if I actually lied, like, I think I come out winning if I decide to tell the truth. So I just feel like if Nicki Minaj actually wanted that to be deaded, she would have did a little more. But obviously you don't want it to go away, in my opinion. And then the thing with Amber Rose and her dude, I don't know, Amber Rose, you know, she made, like, a while ago, how she made the video talking about she eat niggas' butts and stuff like that. Mm. And I'm like, you do all this stuff and you still, like, get cheated on. And I'm not saying that, you know, you won't get cheated on if you don't do these things. And I'm like, girl, you do the most. And you do the absolute most. And you still get cheated on. And then you just let the nigga cheat on you, which is nasty. You probably letting him come back and still have sex with you, which to me just doesn't make sense.
I like Amber Rose. I feel like she tries. I feel like she tries. I feel like she was a hoe at one point, and she didn't. And she wants to be more than that. And she, you know, has babies. And it's just, I feel like she's just getting done wrong. I like Amber Rose. I'm not even gonna hold you. I like Amber Rose.
You can't delete your wholeness. You can't delete your wholeness. Like Drea said that, but it's not true. You can't delete your wholeness. Once a hoe, always a hoe. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Amber Rose. I just feel like she choosing the wrong niggas. Like, Wiz Khalifa left for a reason, too. And this nigga's cheating for a reason. Not blaming her, but I'm just saying it's something that's not striking, not hitting right. Kind of the same thing with Kim Kardashian. She can't keep a man either. Thing with it's a
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez can't keep a man either. Holly Berry. Like, all these people that can't keep a man, it's like, you're the common denominator. Every woman out here can't not keep a man. So, like, what all this advice you be having, Amber Rose and stuff, but you're still out here getting cheated on, doesn't make sense. And the other thing, I wanted to say something about OnlyFans. Like, I don't do anything on OnlyFans. I don't see a problem with it, though. You know, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think that, though, it's kind of weird how they're just all of a sudden like, oh, yeah, let's not support sex work anymore. Like, let's just, you know, go mainstream and just cut all that off and just leave that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, let's make all our money right quick, because we know that sex sells. So let's do that real quick and pull all these people in. And then
you're right.
Yeah, and then let's turn around and go mainstream and kick all the people that really made us our money off. I just don't really understand. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like it was, I feel like this was planned from the beginning. Like, I feel this was, like, this is what they were going to do from the beginning. Like, let's just, because now they're set. Like, OnlyFans, they'll probably sell OnlyFans. You know, whoever owns it will probably sell it eventually. So, you know, it was all a setup from the beginning. And now, I mean, I know a lot of people use a lot of other sites besides OnlyFans, so it's, like, not the only one. But, yeah, it's just, like, I don't really know. Like, I feel like that was all set up from the beginning, and it's kind of trash of them to just turn around and be like, oh yeah, sorry, don't know what you're gonna do, but bye.
Okay, so thank you, Bo. Thank you, love you, bye. Okay, so we gotta take some more. Okay, so 4621, I do not see your number up here, so I don't see your number. Janice said OnlyFans is full of it. They built their brand off of black bodies and content, and now they don't need certain people anymore, just like most platforms. I'm also going to go to my YouTube, because I feel like there's some other people that I missed, some super chats. So I'm going to go read some of those. I'm 8444. I'm going to come to you in a second. Let me go back here, because I want to read some super chats that we missed. Okay. Let me get it. Let me get it. I'm going now. Where is it at? Okay, let's see. Okay. Sidey Baby says, the problem with Lizzo is she announces everything about her weight and all the time. She needs to take responsibility for her own actions. If she wants to lose weight, move on, move in silence like Adele did. Lizzo feels, this says skin of the artist. SKN, I don't know, the artist. Lizzo feels if she loses weight, she'll lose her fan base. If that's the case, they weren't fans in the first place. Let them leave. You'll gain new fan base from the people that respect and support your transformation. Philly Chica says, Monique did the same thing, pandering to the heavy audience. As soon as she lost weight, nobody wants to hear what she says. Lizzo should have let her talent show instead of cheeks. That's what happens when you box yourself in. Ari Lay says, now she's stuck between a rock and a fat place because of y'all. Okay, that was... okay. wow. Okay. If Nikki can push a 7-pound baby out of her cat, then she can get a ring finagled on that finger. Get the F out of here. From Melanin Queen. Tony says, so how she get her chains and bracelets on? Okay, so let's get into some things. All right, let's get some of these calls. Let's go back to some of these callers. Let me see. 426, I got 4621, but I see 4261. So I don't know if that's the same person or what. But I definitely don't see your call at the top. So I'm going to go to 8444. Please know your telephone numbers before you call in or super chat, okay? 8444, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, how are you?
I wanted to address the whole Lizzo thing. And I think it's very important when we address the Lizzo thing that we talk about someone with high confidence and low self-esteem. And I know that kind of sounds like a conundrum, but I had to look it up. And when you talk about someone who's high confidence and with low self-esteem, it's confidence with the ability to accomplish something, but the low self-esteem is how you value yourself. And when she posts all those videos and having her butt out and people spraying whatever on her butt and all that and walks around, that's showing that she has low value. And so it's kind of like passive aggressive. And I think that's why people do not like her, because when you display that type of behavior, it's a turnoff. But if she would have allowed her talent to speak, you know, like, why didn't Jennifer Hudson have a hard time? She was a plus size woman, and she went from plus size to being a thin woman, and no one said a word. And because she allowed her talent to speak for her, and so did Adele. So I think that's what you're trying to say when you talk about Lizzo, but maybe you haven't found the correct words to say it. And I think that's why people are turned off by her right now, you know, because and then she wants to cry when people talk about her. Well, look at what you're displaying. You're displaying two contradictions.
Yeah, and I think you're right, because she has the talent. She can sing and play almost any instrument, but she wants to be a Megan Thee Stallion hot girl. And so she led with that gimmick, and she didn't need to, but I felt like she had to do that in order to sell. And so now that's what you got to do.
Well, and she could, but she could still be a plus size hot girl. We have plus size models. They're plus size hot girls, but they're not degrading themselves. You ain't never seen Megan Thee Stallion have somebody spray alcohol on her ass.
Yeah.
She dances and she dresses provocative, but she doesn't do low class, low value things. That is the difference.
Right.
Lizzo doesn't have she doesn't have any boundaries. So when you don't display any boundaries, you can't demand them.
Oh, I like that.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, Meg Thee Stallion, she dressed provocative and she's sexy and she owns her height and she owns, you know, her stallion, you know, suave, but she doesn't do low value things, low bright vibrational things. So when Lizzo do that, that overshadows, of course, her talent. So people ignore that. And I think I think it's just so important that people should start talking about high confidence, low self-esteem, and learning how to identify those people with those traits, because it's an epidemic out here.
No, I get
it's
it.
It's an epidemic out here with that.
Thank
so
you so
that's
much,
just what
baby.
I wanted to say, but, oh, you're welcome. I just wanted to put that out there so that, you know, it doesn't sound like we're just slashing Lizzo, because I'm a plus-size woman too, but I'm not walking around with a thong on. I keep myself up and I look presentable and people respect me. And I did even heard people say, I don't even see the fact that you're plus-size because that's not what I come
lead with.
You know?
Yes.
Exactly. So anyway, I just wanted to say that because I thought that was super important, but I love your show, Armand. You make me laugh
Thank
all the
you
time.
So much. Bye.
All right.
Okay. Now we're getting into some things. Oh, wow. Child, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I almost have to make the beat drop for that. Child, Ash, do I got any? It's been a minute. Do I got any beat? Oh, I don't even know if I got anything. Let me see. We need to take that back. Cause that was right there. That was worth it. Okay. Woo. Period. Taking it back. Okay. All right. We ain't done that in a minute. Oh, that was a long time. Shout out to OG. And today was her 30-month anniversary for being a member on the channel. So thank you for being here over 2 years. And a hardworking moderator. And a big contributor to the show. I love you. Thank you. So yeah. Okay. Let's keep it pushing. Three zero one zero. You're live on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to talk about the OnlyFans portion. So I'm one of the OnlyFans girls, actually. I do videos. Now, I'm on the heavy side, right?
Okay.
So my content consists of, like, you know, wearing masks and meeting up with DL dudes.
Oh, so, really?
Yes. And so it's quite different. And you would think, you know, like gay cops are not really attracted to, like, my kind because, you know, we're on the heavier side. But, you know, like trade, like like fem queens and, you know, trans. They like the big, you know, the big soft boys. And yeah, I have.
Wait a minute. So you go put on a mask and you go and bob the anonymous trade?
Yes, yes, and I make a lot of money. I'm very popular on there. I'm actually in the top 1%.
Do they come in your throat?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't do that. I don't exchange liquids, and then there's the condom as well.
Oh, there. Okay, so that's okay. So boom. Okay, I just was interested. Thank you.
Oh yeah, so we're migrating over to Just for Fans, and most of the girls that do it already had a Just for Fans, but of course Just for Fans is not as popular, and the layout and the platform is not as clean, so I'm not sure how, you know, consumers are going to take to that.
And
but
I didn't like the Just for Fans because I don't like Just for Fans because they be having you have to pay a 3 and 4 and 6 and 8, 9, 10 months at a time. And I've, you know, subscribers to OnlyFans, I think that, you know, while I love you girls, I just think that OnlyFans is a scam because I've subscribed to a couple of OnlyFans and it's like 13 seconds of nothing for $15 and sometimes 30 and 40. And then they want you to buy these videos at $20 a piece. So it's just really, it's a whole money scam. So the thing is, girl, get rid of them because I can go on Twitter and get the same clip for free.
Oh, my
OnlyFans
God.
Girls,
yeah,
are
like
scamming.
He is a scammer. He's a certified scammer. But my content, and that's why I stand apart, I post nothing but full videos, and the only, like, 1 minute or, you know, 30-second videos are on my Twitter. So my, you know, my subscriber count has been consistent. I don't have to worry about logging in and losing 200, 300 subscribers because I sit consecutively at 1,100 subscribers or more a month. I'm in the top 1%. So, you know, my fans, they really love my stuff. Like the gay boys, they love to look at my stuff, but they don't like me, you know?
Oh, okay.
They like,
so
oh,
you're not really
team.
Worried about it.
We
so are you worried about losing the money or no?
I was worried about that, but I know people that, you know, website design and stuff like that and have their own websites. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
the,
you
the
should probably do
stars.
That. You should probably just do your own website and create and make it that way.
It costs so much money to operate. And then you got to understand, you have to also have your payment processors. Like, that's a different company that processes all the payments. So I just want to throw that out there real quick. So let's move on to Nicki Minaj, my fave.
Okay.
Nicki. You know what? It's so funny that you say that you're tired of this played out YouTube rollout, but you were saying that that was the new wave, but now you're already tired of it.
Well, I'm only tired of, okay, let me clear that up. I'm tired of it because I feel like it's being used for Cardi B to help other people. So maybe I got to make that very clear. I'm tired of it when it comes to Cardi B, people attaching themselves to Cardi B to use her thing, right? And I'm tired of it when it comes to, and they're not really using it. Like, I don't like when, because it's now it's getting lazy. It wasn't like that before. Now it's just, all right, let's go. I mean, Cardi B and Lizzo, they both got them there for 10 minutes and said nothing. They literally played on the mic like this.
And they have no chemistry. You can tell they're not friends.
They literally played up there just to get us all in there so they could shift us into their video. So for me, I didn't like that because it was like, it would have been different if they gave us 20, 15 minutes of some content. They just set up there to hold us all, to hold however many thousand people they could hold at one point to just kind of mass influx us into their video. So now I'm like,
I'm sorry. Yes, I agree with everything you're saying. I still don't feel like that is like the standard, the new standard of rolling out. It's always going to be mass media, you know, going to iHeartRadio or calling in to promote your stuff, not sitting on YouTube. I don't think that's the new wave. I think that she implemented that because of COVID, but it's not really doing anything. Okay, you wear similar clothes, and you sit on there and talk about a whole bunch of nothing, and then you turn it to the video. That's not really elevating.
Well, the only reason why that's a great, the only reason why I said that was a new wave in that sense, because you have to understand, if like say right now, I have a video premiering in 10 minutes, and I have 2,200 people on here watching right now. All these are already counting as streams before the video even get released. So that's what I'm saying. Streaming-wise, if Cardi B is sitting on live for 30 minutes or 15 minutes with 350,000 people live, then she's on one stream. Those are already going towards the streaming numbers for the song that's not even out yet. And then they shift you into the video. You know, so it's more up, and that's why I feel like, okay, we're being, like, they're, like, it's too obvious now that we're just a number. That is my thing. It was too obvious that, all right, let's get them on here, and then we'll just transfer them into the video so it'll be an immediate hit of streams. Like, I can see it now.
Yeah, it's late. It is so late. You know what I think that is, like, the gold standard that I think that is just, like, amazing? It's like when, you know, these people like Beyonce and, you know, I can't even think of another name off top. Like, when she did the Pepsi commercial and did a flashback of all her videos and then she had something to release, follow it up with. I think that's always going to make more, like, of a stump when you do something that is in coordination with a big event like the Grammys or the Super Bowl. You know, I think, you know, displaying your stuff that way is always going to have more of an impact. Do you not agree?
I can agree. I think it's strategic timing, but I do think that the YouTube rollout, I'm be honest with you, it's better than Instagram because at least the YouTube counts towards the numbers and the sales. Instagram is just free.
Nikki, I guess, look, this is the only way we can, like, and I know that you're completely opposed to what she's saying, that none of those were singles, even though she was promoting them like they were. But that's until she actually released a real single where she's actually combining a video
which
with
she
it,
does not have right
like,
now.
Okay.
She doesn't have a single right now. She's riding this Bia wave.
Yes, I agree with that. Okay, last thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about the hoes, like Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
They're trash. They're always been trash to me. I like Kim Kardashian now, but Amber Rose, I mean, no. I mean, have you ever noticed a lot of these hoes that you know, get in these relationships, they never last. They never, ever last. And they always talk about eating bud or sucking holes or doing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Talk about doing all these extra things like that's going to keep a man, and it never keeps them. I find that very interesting. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you so much, baby. Have a good one, and good luck with your journey on Just for Fans and OnlyFans. Bye. Okay. 4261, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Armand. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I know. I sent my wrong number in. Don't drag me.
Please. Yes, you have to know. You're too old for that. Go ahead.
You're right. But I want to first start off with the Lizzo situation. I just have a few talking points. Like, one, I don't necessarily think Lizzo is a mammy. I think that she just likes to make that kind of music. Two, I don't think Lizzo want to be fat no more. Lizzo does not want to be big. She don't. But that's how she came out, so it is what it is. And then, like, three with Lizzo, my thing is, don't stress that you don't care, but then you cry. Like, I'm so tired of seeing her cry online. Like, like, girl, you just said you don't care. If you don't care, stand on it. Like, you know, you can be sensitive. You can feel. You're human. But, girl, either you're going to be a boss or you're just going to be a crybaby. Which one? And then, like, Nikki's a fool for that one. She's a fool for that. If I had as much wealth and beauty and estate and just this brand, why would you settle for a man like this? And then it's like, I think she just believed him. They were probably like pillow talking. And I think she just believed everything that he said to her. And it obviously was a lie.
Me too.
And then, right. like you went online. You went online and you just spewed things that you really didn't know what you were talking about, girl. So now it's like, and then the kiki is that you offered the victim $20,000 and a happy birthday? And now this girl is suing you and she about to take you to the cleaners, like, she about to get all that. It's going to be way more than a little $20,000 and a happy birthday. It's crazy. And then as far as Amber Rose, I like Amber Rose. She's, you know, she's great. She's a pretty girl. I think she has a good personality, but ain't nobody ever going to treat girls like that serious. You're going to stay getting cheated on because you came out as, you know, a hoe, so.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Don't get ghetto. Love you, baby. Bye. All right. Keep watching. Okay, love you. Okay, 9917, you live on the air.
Oh, my God, that's me.
Hey.
Hi, Armand.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't called for months. I'm so, so sorry. I mean, I called, but I couldn't get through. And, oh, my God, I love you so much. I watch you all
Thanks
the time.
Thanks for watching.
I literally love you so much. Okay. So I want to say something about everything. I have no.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let me breathe. Sorry.
Yeah, please breathe and let's get to it.
Okay. Yes, sir. But time to, like, Nicki Minaj done messed up. You know, I feel like she talked really big behind Kenneth Petty and was really protective over him, really, like, you know, caped for him for these last few years. And just like the last caller said, I think that she just believed everything that that he said to her without really looking at the facts and doing proper research and things like that. And so I think that, like, if she, like, came out and, like, was honest and, like, let her ego down, which is, like, really unlikely, and said, hey, like, I was wrong about him. I made a mistake. I'm human. You know, I believed everything this man told me. If she actually was genuine about it, I feel like that could be her best option at this point because, like you said, it's a catch-22. And then for Lizzo, I think that Lizzo needs self-love. I think she needs time and solitude. I think she needs to do what she wants. You know what I'm saying? Like, as an herbalist, as someone who's into Dr. Sebi, herbs and health, and I love, you know, cleansing. For health reasons, you know, if that's what she wants to do, then she just needs to do it. Like, come on, girl. It's 2021. You know, we're all awakening. You know what I'm saying? But then I also understand that the music label owns her likeness. And so if she wants to be smart and make a smart business move, like you said in your previous stream, she should make 1 to 2 more albums and then go under the radar and then, like, make her move. You know what I'm saying? And with Amber Rose, I love the first caller because I always hear her call and I always love hearing her voice and she always keeps it real. But I don't, like, about being a HOE, like, I feel like we all human and we, you know, if we act on our desires, there's always labels and we'll always be judged. And I feel like he's the HOE and he couldn't keep
Absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's around here, like, being a straight dog. And it's not hard. Like, my man, he, you know, I might be wrong, you know what I'm saying? But my man, for the most part, he's like, ew, I don't want to be messing around with all these different people. So, you know, when you have self-love and you take that time and solitude and you're not constantly having a man coming in and out, and you, you know, take that time for yourself to love yourself, then you attract what you need. You know, you're not going to attract cheating men because you're only going to attract what you are, what you feel about yourself. So I think that self-love just needs to be a huge factor in a lot of these celebrities' lives. And then, on the OnlyFans thing, I was initially interested in looking into OnlyFans back in 2018 because I have rent and I kind of didn't have a job at the time. But and then somebody was like, just, you know, you could just, you know, play with ducks in a bikini or, like, eat chips in a bikini. I don't know. It's like a fetish, but... And I was never initially
Play with
interested
ducks in
it.
A bikini. What?
I don't know. Like, people
in a bikini. That sounds weird.
I don't know, because that was, like, the thing that OnlyFans was known for, like, you know,
in
the beginning. But I was initially never interested in it, so when it all had the hoopla, I was like, I didn't want to do it 2 years ago, so I don't want to do it now. But celebrities were already, like, taking away money from sex workers who were making a living on there.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, they're bigger faces, and because sex workers, they had to do more nastier stuff. And so now that OnlyFans is, like, taking away their content completely, adult content, is not surprising. Because they're just taking away from the sex workers.
Well, they're making too much. The other people are making too much money. All right,
that
girl,
too.
You keep dropping these salacious words. I got to let you go, though, because you just said the S word four times. Thank you. Thank you, though. No, I love you, though, because you were listening. Thank you for calling in. Shout out to the 209. Where are you from?
Love you. I'm from the Bay Area, too. Pittsburgh.
Where are you from?
I live in Stockton because of gentrification.
Okay.
From Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Pittsburgh,
perfect.
California. We from the Bay. Love you.
Love you too. Have a good night. Bye. Okay, boom. Three, she was so cute. Okay, it's starting to get ready, so we're going to take a couple more, and then that's it. 3682, you're live on the air.
Hey, Omar. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I just want to say two things. The first thing regarding Nicki Minaj, I did want to clear up that Nicki Minaj fans or Nicki herself never revealed the victim's identity. The victim actually came on, I don't know, another platform and showed her face. So,
okay.
I mean, that can be a good thing and a bad thing, because we all know that the internet is a devil's playground. However, it is a place to get your message out. So it's like a twofold thing with that. I don't know what Nicki was thinking. I would have never married or got involved with Kenneth. I have no idea what she was thinking. I'm probably sure that she's probably rethinking her whole involvement with him. I know I would be. But nevertheless, it already happened, and she has to deal with whatever comes her way. Speaking of Lizzo, though, I am over Lizzo as well. It's like, make up your mind. Either you're confident or you're not. And Lizzo, she's always going and making these big outbursts and, you know, asking for sympathy. But at the same token, she's the spokesperson for big girls. I wouldn't want her as my spokesperson. But that's just me. That's all I have to say. And thank you so much for taking my call.
And thank you for to the point. Thank you.
Bye.
I love it. I love a call to get to it. Okay, Eva, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hello. Y'all mean in the comments. That girl was real nice from Pittsburgh. What was I going to say? Okay, well, first thing with Lizzo. Lizzo first, over her. Like, she's talented, but I get exactly what you're saying, because it gets repetitive, redundant, and tired, just like the Megan thing. It's like they use these certain things, but then they're in the public eye, you know, getting drunk, having men groping them on live, shaking things they're not supposed to shake, being half booty naked. But then they want people to respect them. You know what I'm saying? When you
mm-hmm.
do things in the public eye, people are always going to drag you. You can't really stop opinions. I tell celebrities that all the time. If that was the case, then maybe you need social media managers, even though, like, you know, like Beyonce does and Rihanna does. But, you know, we live in an era where social media is the way to get anything out and sold. But so next topic, the OnlyFans topic. I don't know what to say about that. To me, it's a money grab, but at the same time, from what I read, bankers don't want to deal with OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
is what it is. So unless they change their content, so that's what it is. It's kind of like they're in an ultimatum, either put restrictions on or we don't want to do business with you, because there's some people that are getting paid out millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of
yeah.
like,
it's too much money.
It's way too much money, and bankers don't want to deal with that. Like, in a business point, I get it, because what if, like, you know what I'm saying? You have to wait 7 days for it to approve, from what a friend told me, and like for you to even get your money deposited. So that's like a long process anyways. Because when these celebrities, I think what happened was these celebrities started getting on there. Like, remember Bella Thorne? when she was like, yeah, she was going to get on there and show everything. And she made like millions of dollars. A lot of people subscribed, and she literally just showed like an Instagram post picture. Yeah, so I think that's who ruined it for, like, the workers of the certain industries. You know what I'm talking about. And then thirdly, what else were we talking about? Kenneth Petty. I feel she's not wearing the ring so that bloggers and so that people will look at that. And she changed her name, so it's deflecting, so people will talk about it. Anytime anything comes out with Kenneth or her, she literally posts and like deflects. Like today, literally posted those pictures, and then the Kenneth stuff came out. Notice. Because that wig was from yesterday, wasn't it? Like that, she might have took the pictures yesterday and posted them today, because you know Tay was there, and he, you know what I'm saying. So I think the ring thing is like a fluke, so people like look into it and be like, oh my gosh, she changed her name, she did this. It isn't the first time. She changed her bio to Obsessed so that people will look into it. Also, I don't understand how he's trying to sue the state of New York and say that the signature was forged, because he didn't go to prison until 2006, but he said in 2004 it was forged. So I'm very confused about that. I DM'd you about that. I'm very, very confused because he was released for the other incident in 1999, and then he was arrested in 2002, but posted bail for, you know, shooting that person, and then he was sentenced in 2006. So I'm very confused how someone forged his signature, or who would forge his signature, when the dates are not matching at all. Like, I don't understand. And I also believe that Nicki Minaj is funding all this. And it's sad.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely funding it.
It's sad that she's using all of her money when she should be thinking about her child right now, not the man, and trying to clear something that happened many years ago. Because when Kenneth was out, he definitely wasn't clearing his name. He definitely wasn't putting no plea deals in. So, of course, Nicki Minaj is funding this and doing all these theatrics to prove a point. It's like you can't clean a pig. It's always going to be dirty, darling. It's always going to be dirty. So stop trying to justify this man and stop trying to paint a narrative, because you went on a public platform with not all the receipts, but when a man told you in bed. And please stop, like, with these rants and things, because not to be mean or anything, but I think she's not in her right mind right now. Like, I honestly think, you know, because she has had situations where she popped pills, I honestly think Kenneth is, you know what I'm saying, doing a number of her, like what's his name, Britney Spears, Kevin Federline. Like, Kevin Federline used to do Britney. It's the same situation. She's, you know, it's just sad, and she's going out bad. And if she did change her Twitter name to Nicki Minaj, it was probably because her management told her to, if she's going to have a rollout. But now she can't even have a rollout right now if she wanted to put out music, because everything is focused on this.
Well, so I'm seeing the documentary is coming. That's what's coming now. The documentary is on its way. I know very, very close that the documentary is on its way. That's going to be the next thing to roll out.
And I'm kind of, like, concerned about the documentary, because remember they filmed in Trinidad at that school of the girls? And they were all victims of abuse. So I remember the people in Trinidad said that they literally told her that not to post that content, because, you know what I'm saying, not to use that content in her documentary, because Kenneth Pennett, they didn't know that Kenneth was the, you know, an offender. So I'm also wondering if the courts are going to use that in this law, you know what I mean? In, like, the whole lawsuit that they have against Kenneth, like, to put him in jail. So I don't understand. I get it, but you can't, girl, you can't clean that man's image. It's a lost cause. Give it up.
Well, child, we'll see. It's just the fact that he's trying to now, and that goes to prove that you guys were threatening this woman. You were antagonizing her to recant her statement.
Exactly.
Now you're getting desperate.
All these bloggers we're not going to name them, but all these bloggers that sat up here and said, well, that's not going to help because recanting isn't going to do anything. He would still have to register. Clearly, now you see that if she would have recanted, this would have made it even easier for him to not have to register ever again, because he would have to wait. Well, the stipulation is he has to wait 30 years so he doesn't have to register every year. Every year, and you know, 30 years is still a long time. Like, he still has, like, I believe 15 more years. So I don't know what the urgency is. Well, I get what the urgency is, because I don't know if he wasn't able to be at the birth, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's supposed to be around his child now, because literally it was reported that the only reason he was even, besides not registering, is because he didn't ask to be at the birth, and you're supposed to ask to be around children. So I don't understand. Like, it's just so much, and it's too much for her. And, you know, even though I'm not a Nikki fan, I just wish she would wake up. There's no peen that is that good that you're going to, like, ruin my legacy ever. And then I think about the men she dated. Like, the men she dated, Safari, Meek Mill, had that moment with Quavo. It's like, you choose these, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know if it's because of the trauma from her childhood, but I'm not excusing anything because she involved herself for no reason. And that's all I have to say. Like,
all right, well, we got to wrap this up. Thank you, Eva.
Bye.
Keep me posted in the DM. We've been on here for 2 hours. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Y'all know me.